This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you know you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, unlike the Owls, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So there's only one thing left to say. What's everybody having? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means you'll get some tasty rewards later on. And between you and me, if you order just before kickoff, you can get it just in time for half time, but I've not told you that. Only via the app at participating restaurants, 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. See you later.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
It should get... Oh! What a goal! It's absolutely world-class from Marcus Trudgate!
Johnson puts it in the air. Aidan Flynn wins the goal!
It's
the
It's still with Lee Gregory. He's in the box. Tries to screw him. Is it going to be there?
Yes! Yes! Oh, my word!
The Wednesday way!
Hello, good evening, and welcome to another episode of the Wednesday Week, and welcome to all of you out there in bits of Yorkshire and in the southwest as well. My name's Dan Fudge, and my apologies that you probably didn't find that intro as entertaining as probably some of the viewers on this show did. Tonight, joining me, I've got a plethora of the living embodiment of those Fighting Clowns videos that we used to get back in the day, because it's what we decided to call the Relegation Rival Show. Tonight, joining me, I've got Cozzy from He Takes That Chance. I've got Ben from Argyle Life. I've got Hero of the Day for turning up. Matt Lacks from New York Talk. I've got Rory from the Booth and Rawcast. That's a hell of a show name. Big fan of that. And Sam Sheppy from, you say, Blues Focus.
Blues Focus.
Blues Focus. I've got that right. Old tight crew. All right. Then. So, listen, what I wanted to do, chaps, was put ourselves in touch with our respective audiences or audiences, as it were, and talk about how we feel like the bottom of league fight is going to go. Based on who we've got in the background working away, I've got my colleague Ash, who's going to be popping up comments as and when it goes. So if you do want to get involved, make sure you chuck a comment up, and then joining us soon if he manages to get it to work is a chap from another podcast somewhere else. Already straight away we've had a comment about you, Matt, joining the stream. If you want to smash that up, Ash, from Rivethead, it says, was there any point in bringing Matt from Rotherham? Lol. Now, listen, I'll come to you first. It's going to sound like we're here to take the piss, but I wanted to genuinely get your opinion on it, because I think what we're going to do this evening is probably slag off a lot of, it's going to be a lot of slagging off of parachute payments and teams coming down from the Premier League and stuff like that. Now, I appreciate you're probably already sick of hearing my voice and all the rest of it. So I'll tell you what, Matt, I'll come to you first, to be fair, pal. Like, how do you feel like this season's gone? Not for just Rotherham yourself, just in general, because we've spoken a lot last season. Ben and I spoke a couple of weeks ago, and we spoke to a chap from Roscoe from the Ipswich podcast about how difficult the championship was going to be this year. And, everybody on this podcast right now is probably thinking, we knew it was going to be hard, but we didn't think it was going to be insane.
Mm. Yeah, it's quite a turnout. Last season was one of the weakest championships, or one of the poorest championships. It was such a poor league last year. And then suddenly, within a year, it's one of the strongest we've seen in a long, long time. Mm-hmm. we put a bit from our side, we put a bit of investment in. Obviously, didn't pan out. But I think everybody had to put a bit of money in to have a fight, to stay in with a chance. That's something we've not done. We've not progressed. Although we put the investment in, we haven't progressed. And standing still, you go backwards in this league, especially with how strong it's been. The relegation fight, I'm on the outside of this fight, really.
I was going to say, you get to pick a juice, pal. Now, bear in mind, Blackburn's decided they didn't want to turn up tonight, so you can slag them off as much as you like, as far as I give a shit. Like, you know what I mean? You're all
right. But it's great. This relegation fight is brilliant. There's so many teams. You normally get, like, two teams fighting over a couple of space or whatever. There's so many teams in it. It's incredible. So I can just sit here and laugh at you all struggling while we've won for League One already. It's one of the few benefits of being really, really rubbish is that we can sit and laugh at all your struggles.
Yeah, who's coming down with us? Who's coming down with us? I appreciate there's going to be comments like that popping through the entire time. I think Ash is shithousing you in the background there, to be fair. Now, Rory, I'm gonna come to you. Welcome to the show, by the way. You and I have not met before, so my apologies for any Fs and Jeffs. Cos is an absolute nightmare when he gets going. But Rory, I mean, how do you feel like Stoke's season's gone? I mean, are you shocked to find yourself in this type of, in this relegation on podcast such as this?
Yeah, I mean, at the start of this season, we signed 18 players. So we signed 18 players with some great talent. So I think seeing that we're in this position specifically, it's devastating in a way because, in a sense, you're watching your club crumble in front of you. And obviously, we were sat, 22nd or 21st a couple of weeks ago. But then when we managed to bring it back with a couple of points, luckily. And, we're 19th now, but anything can happen. I mean, even if you look at the top of the table, that says it all really itself. So anything can happen, and it is devastating to see. We've had the most up and down swirl around season you can ever imagine. Sacking Alex Neil and bringing Breaking Stephen news. Schumacher.
We're in the know here, lads.
and bringing him in, it was sort of hoped for a better position than what we are now, but these last 8 cup finals to go can only tell, I suppose.
Well, I tell you what, that's what I found really interesting, Rory. So we've got all these teams. I mean, as Matt attained to, it was us two just sat at the bottom of the table holding our asses, like thinking, Christ, this is a right laugh. And then, Sheffield Wednesday have managed to string together a few results. And, we've got QPR and we've got Huddersfield on this show now, and like yourself, we've been using that 8 cup finals, 10 cup finals, 13 cup finals left at the end of the season, and there's an element of, especially Huddersfield and yourself, Stoke, as a Wednesday fan, I'm sat there and you're probably thinking the same about us, thinking, why won't you just die? Just one of you. Can you just stop scoring points? Can you stop scoring goals? Because we're the same. I mean, Cozzy, like, how have you found it? Because you've picked up a few wins of late, as we have. And every time you seem to win, every time we seem to win, you seem to pick up bloody points. As the QPR, who just seem to be winning and all. Yeah, and then Stoke are doing the same. I mean, this is insane, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we've been below 20th since game 10, 20th or below, a bit like you, Dan. So it's almost like we're drowning and someone's chucked us an armband and we've kind of got it. That was when Darren Moore went. But yeah, no, it's been horrible, mate. Absolutely horrible. And it just looked like we turned a little bit of a corner. We got a draw against Leeds. We're the only team to stop Leeds winning this year and everyone was buzzing. Mm-hmm. But the next three games have been abysmal. We've crashed into the bottom three. The fans have kind of, we're in big trouble. All I can think about this time next week, we'll have played Coventry and Stoke. This time next Monday, I know there's obviously games to go after that, but I think we'll have a good idea whether we're still going to stay up or not. But yeah, it obviously, Matt, it's bad to say this, but if you can't beat Rotherham away, when can you win? So I'm very, very hugely worried.
He's getting him in early, Matt. He's getting him in early, isn't he? He's getting him in.
Obviously, you're not. Obviously, you saw Coventry really poor at Wolves the other week in the FA Cup, so they're out. They're really out of form, and obviously, then we've got an horrible. There's not going to be anything out of the Bet365. I still can't stop calling Britannia Stadium, but yeah, Stoke Huddersfield next week. Sky must have got a sick audience, really, because that's one of the live game. But yeah, I think Easter is absolutely huge for us. But honestly, it's really not the stuffing out of me, that Rotherham game. And yeah, we've got a lot of work to do.
Now, as we move forward, and I tell you what, chaps, I've got your remaining fixtures as an infographic that Ash has put together for me. Now, Ash is in the background, and a few people have been popping up their predictions about who's going to be going down. We'll get to that to the end of the season. But Ash, I know you can hear me back in the background. What are the people on the interwebs saying? He's going to pick one there. So we've got Blue Shadow gone with, I think Blues will beat QPR 2-0. So have we got Birmingham versus QPR coming up, Sam?
We do, yes. Good Friday, we've got QPR, Birmingham, Loftus Road. And I'm not as confident as Blue Shadow, to be honest. The Blues fans in the comments can attest to the fact that we're all too familiar with this relegation battle. We've been here sort of so many times. Yeah, and I completely agree there that we need an early goal. And I think with Gary Rowett coming in, I'm more confident about the game than I was with Mark Venus in the dugout. And I think with Rowett, we're going to try and really be hard to beat, because we've tried to play a lot of like expansive football this season, and it's backfired really, obviously, ever since John Eustace got sacked and we had the downward spiral of Wayne Rooney in charge. Mowbray with that brief revival, but then obviously he got taken ill, which is a real shame. And now we've got Gary Rowett in until the end of the season. A big game on Good Friday against QPR.
Yeah, it's a huge one. Now, we're joined by W12 Podcast for the QPR. My apologies for not getting to you soon enough, chaps. Ben, I will come to you soon, but I'm just going to let you take it all in. I appreciate there's a lot of other people talking right now.
You're working your way south, aren't you? That's what's happening.
I'm working my way down the country. That's what it is. Now, I'm sorry I didn't catch your name, sir. We've not met before, have we, QPR, Mr. Man? What's your name?
It's Ben.
Ben, I thought it was. My apologies. I'm sorry.
Right.
I didn't. I know some of you have made last minute substitutions. So I'm just trying to try and keep up. So Ben, Good Friday. Now, a lot of people talk about the games coming thick and fast around Christmas, which is where Sheffield Wednesday tended to shit the bed. Now we've got games coming up all weekend, and I think Cozzy might be right. When this weekend is over, we might have a bit more of a clearer picture. So with the game coming up on Friday at home, Elias Chair, who for some reason isn't in prison, getting the assists and the goals. You know, I'm not going to let that one lie. and you, like us and Huddersfield, are starting to pick up points and dragging teams like Plymouth and Birmingham and Stoke into it. You know, how do you feel like Friday's going to go?
Do you know what? I'd actually prefer it to be away from home. We're actually a lot better away from home than we are at home. I think we've only won three games. I think only Rotherham, sorry, I've got a worse home record than us.
We had just brought you on for that, Matt. We had just brought
you on. Jiving all that.
Just jiving at you.
But we've hit a bit of form. Martin Cifuentes has come in. He's got us going. We're solid. We don't concede many goals. We don't lose by more than one goal. Everything's looking all right. We've got a fully fit squad. But for some reason, the last sort of three or four matches, I haven't been able to crack our home form. We've got a horrendous home form in the last sort of 2 years. And so it's a bit of a worry at being at home. But I think that, like your Birmingham fan said, I think the early goal, whoever gets the first goal, will... I think that'll be huge.
It's going to be one of them tight games, yeah.
Yeah, really tight. Gary Rowett coming in. I'd rather we were playing Birmingham without him, if I'm honest. I'm a little bit sceptical about that. But I'm sure he'll have his Birmingham organised and keep it tight and try and catch on the break or a set piece or something, which we are terrible at as well, set pieces. So if we can see corners and free kicks in and around the box. At one point it was like conceding the penalty, honestly. It was that bad.
There you are, Sam. That's it. Just keep hitting the deck. Yeah. That's what it sounds like he's talking about. Now, lads, a few comments have been coming from Ash. There's one from Arthur Bushby there. Birmingham City to stay up. So you've had a vote of confidence there from Arthur. There's one there from Mad Ward, Ash, that says, let's face it, guys and gals, we're all shy. So, can't argue with that. And then, Ash, just keep smashing them up as time goes on. A word of warning, guys and gals, just as you are speaking, it's worth just ignoring the comments as they come up, because they will put you off as they smash through. Now, what we've got some infographics coming up of the remaining fixtures. Now, Ben, I've not come to you yet. I'm going to come to you first. So, Ash, if we get the Plymouth graphics up on screen, I feel like Boris Johnson when he was doing the next slide, please. You know what I mean? So the ones in red are, you know, top teams. The ones in yellow are mid-table teams. And the ones in green are the teams that are in and around where we are. So, Ben, you know, how are you feeling? How many points, how many wins do you feel like you're going to get out of that? Or, you know, or are you sat there thinking, how did we find ourselves in this quagmire that we're in?
No, not at all. As I said when I spoke to you before the game at your place, we've along with Rotherham, we've got the smallest budget and the smallest wage bill. So staying up is an overachievement, and we'd snap your hand off at the start of the season for that. We'd snap your hand off for it now. So we're expecting to be down here. The big worry amongst the fan base has been the drop off in form and the drop off in performances, really. If everybody watched Gareth Southgate's England team play, that's basically what has happened to Plymouth Argyle under
Ian Foster. Were saying something really interesting off air about the you know, Foster and Southgate were from the same similar school.
Foster came from the England setup. He took the under-19s to the won the Euros with the under-19s a couple of years ago, and he's employing very much the same setup systemically, same line, same formation. Problem is, England have got some of the best young players in the world, and that squad was quite dynamic. You know, that system doesn't necessarily work when you're going up against better players. The idea of safety first, etc. We're clearing the ball long rather than play high risk out from the back, which means we've become, in the 12 games since he's come in, we're first in the league for launches, but 23rd in the league for accuracy of long balls. So we're just turning over possession. We're not picking up the second and third balls. And, you know, if you speak to teams that have played us twice this season, like Preston, you know, they'll say, oh, it was a cracking game up here. And then we came down to yours and you were unrecognizable. And that's the problem. You know, yourselves, you know, when we play Wednesday, you absolutely dominated us at your place. Down here, we beat you 3-0. I know that was at the start of...
No one likes going down there, though, Ben. It's so far. It's right. Even when you get to Plymouth, it's another half-hour drive, and then you've got a 50-mile-an-hour limit, and your trains are always a piece of piss. Not even the players want to go down there.
Games, 2 hours and 2 hours here, 2 hours back, just for home games. That's how far it is. the catchment area. Yeah, we're in the middle of nowhere. But that's sort of gone now. The last four home games, we've lost without scoring. I don't think that's ever happened before in our history. The last time we lost four at home was something like 7 years ago in a row. And the last time that we didn't score in four consecutive games was like 14 years ago. One of those was a draw, and that was in the season we went down. So we're in some really bad form. We can't rely on the sort of the dynamism we had earlier in the season where we just went and had a go at everyone, because it's just not there anymore. The system doesn't allow for it. Whittaker's seeing less of the ball. Hardy's isolated up top. We obviously lost Azaz in the transfer window. He was sort of like creator in chief. He was a bit of a Swiss Army knife. He could finish. He could create. He could receive the ball. He could move the ball. So that obviously had a big impact, but it's far deeper than that. You know, the last game, the crowd was singing quite a large portion was singing for the manager to go and telling him it's Foster.
Well, we've just had a comment there from Gazza there, Ben. It says, Argyle have been shite under Foster. His negative defensive tactics are awful. The clown is going to get us relegated. Can't see where our next goal is coming from, let alone the next point, Foster out. So yeah. Do you feel like the fans have turned?
A lot have. You know, there is a still diverse opinion amongst the fan base, but there is a very vocal portion. I wouldn't say it's but it probably is a majority, to be fair, who are sceptical. And a large portion of that sceptical group are completely, you know, they don't think we'll stay up with him. And the problem is we have seen a slight improvement defensively, but the way we've dropped off in attack. I mean, over the last 12 games since he came in, of everybody here, we have the worst XG differential between what we create and what the opposition create against us.
It just ebbs up, Ben. That was some actual stat analysis there, and this is going out on our feed, and there's going to be some listeners out there that are thinking, what's this that they're doing? Because normally it's just me doing a load of knob gags. You know what I mean? So, you know, fair play. But I do enjoy the XG stat at the bottom of the XG table.
Yeah. And you know, I don't think anyone's going to have as big a dig as you than this tonight, Matt. That I did some stats. I did some working out.
Over, oh, Matt,
comparing all the teams.
We'll come to you next, Matt.
comparing all the teams. The games, the 12 games since Foster's come in, I didn't even bother doing Rotherham.
Fair.
If anyone's got a better dig than that tonight, then you know you can take it. But yeah, basically, in terms of what we're producing and what we're allowing in terms of chances created and allowed, we're stinking the gaff at the minute. And if you look at the form tables, we've gone from sort of like fourth over the last 12 games, where he got some good results when he first came in, riding the sort of the wave new manager bounce, and our form's just dropped. We then sort of go to like sixth and then seventh or whatever out of the seven teams down the bottom there. So we've lost the home form, the sort of like the Fortress home park feel, as much as people say, like as much as you say, people don't like coming down to play there. That's, you know, disappeared. We're not at teams. The crowd responds to that. The crowd's getting, the atmosphere's dying, whereas the atmosphere used to be pretty good. Even yeah, with a lot of the happy clappers and stuff there, and the sort of like the families that sort of fill it out.
You've got some real vocal fans down there, and like I remember, I used to work for a bar company up until back in January, and I know that they gave the team a big night out when they got promoted, and we ended up having half of Plymouth inside that bar there. It absolutely ruined it. So fair play. Now, Ash, I'm going to go to Sam next. Thank you, Ben, by the way. Ash, I'm going to go to Sam next in terms of the graphics on who's coming up. If you want to get that ready for me. So, Sam, you know, you've got QPR, Preston, Leicester, Cardiff, Coventry, the Rotherham feature in every one of these. Does it sound like I'm taking the piss again? We'll do Rotherham next.
Huddersfield. It's got a different colour, like brown or something.
Just like made it flash, you know what I mean? Sam, how are you feeling? I mean, do you feel like, you know, that you're kind of on the periphery of this relegation dogfight that we all seem to find ourselves in? Because, you know, the main fighters in this are ourselves, Huddersfield, QPR. You know, with mind you, Stoke are right in the middle of it. Do you feel like yourselves and Plymouth are kind of those teams that we've on paper caught up with, or do you feel like you're banging trouble?
It's interesting because, like, I think on paper, like, if you look at our team isn't a team that should be down in this position, but obviously the league table says otherwise. You know, the position that we're in at the moment, we're 21st, right on the edge, and we just haven't been good for a long time in terms of, beforehand we could actually create chances and we're getting goals, and it was the defensive issues that I was really worried about, but now the goals have seemed to dry up as well. And looking at those fixtures there, I mean, those final three fixtures are absolutely massive. You've got Rotherham, you've got Huddersfield, and then Norwich at home on the final day. And I mean, Blues versus Norwich, Blues fans will know that Norwich is always a tough fixture for us. I think, geez, like the last time we beat Norwich was 2016, something ridiculous like that. We've lost every other game. So Norwich is just not a good fixture for us. So I do not want to be on the final day relying on that fixture, although Blues fans will say in the comments, we find ourselves in trouble so much in the final day.
You're right. I mean, Ben, who was your last fixture on the season? I meant to make a
Hull
point.
At home.
You've got Hull at
well
home.
We the playoffs.
Yeah, so we've got Sunderland away, and that is a knob of a fixture as well, Sam. There, Norwich away. I mean, you know, Matt. Just I'll come back to you, Sammy, just a second, Matt. I mean, Plymouth and Birmingham. There, do you feel like you could take some points off some of these teams? Because I feel like Rotherham are creeping in on a lot of these fixtures that we've got in front of us in this layout right now, like.
Probably not.
But I feel like Rotherham, given the how many times you seem to prop up, whoever goes up and it's all in your hands, mate. You know what I mean?
Well, the opposite of kingmaker. That's what we are for this season. I'm not convinced we'll win any more games this season. The only hope is Ben mentioned about Plymouth really, really dropping off. That's the only one we can sort of say we might, and we'll probably be relegated by then. And teams always, for some reason, win a game or two after they get relegated when they get relegated so early. But I couldn't say with any confidence that we're going to win any game this season, which is annoying. You look at those fixtures, you look at the colours on there. Our running's pretty kind. You know, if we were in with the win with a chance, you'd be sort of saying, you know, we've got a good chance of staying up, but we've messed it up much earlier. This team's just bad. They're not bad. They're clearly not bad. Quality wise, they've been all these players have been in Championship for a long time, so they're clearly not bad players. Something's just gone very, very wrong in terms of the way that their mindset is. I've never seen. Well, we've all watched football for a very, very long time. I have never seen a team as weak mentally as this lot are.
I think you're right. Like you know, we spoke a couple of weeks ago, you and I, about Hugill. And about how he didn't. I thought he was a hell of a signing for Rotherham, but then you know you've got players such as Hugill in there, and then what's he? Who's that at the back or the midfield? You've got BTEC Ludacris. What's his name? with the cornrows. What?
Oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he don't look like a footballer. He's built like Mr. Potato Head. You know what I mean? And like you've got some players there who've got quality, and then other ones that are just, you know, a bit of a waste of time. Like, but your keeper is somebody that might attract interest elsewhere. I mean, do you feel like you're going to keep holding him?
No, 100% no. He's got a relegation clause in of a seven-figure sum, which was probably close to £1 million than anything else.
Money in League One, though.
It's probably at least half what he's worth. He's worth, like around 5 million, probably a bit less than that. So if you're in the Championship next season, there's a very, very good keeper going for pretty cheap. He's only 25, I think. He's a full Swedish international. Somebody's going to make a lot of money when they sign him and then sell him on in 2 or 3 years' time. Somebody's going to make a fortune, which should be us, but not going to be. And then we've got to rebuild. We've got, I think we did a count on our show the other night. I think we've got 10 or 11 players that will probably be here next year. So, which is a good thing and a bad thing. You know, it means there's a massive rebuild coming up, but at the same time, we're getting rid of a lot of dead wood. You know, these players that signed in the last summer for 1 year contracts for a bit of a payday and didn't bother turning up for 46 games, we can get them off books and get somebody who actually wants to play football.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Now, sorry, Sam, I tell you what, I'll come to QPR next. I'll leave you till last, Rory, and then Cozzy, I'll drop you in between a sandwich. My apologies. I appreciate it's a lot of sitting around, but when the seven of us all wanted to talk, you know, it's a damn fun show tonight, like, you know what I mean? Now, Sam, sorry, I cut you off there a little bit early. So is there a genuine concern of relegation from the Birmingham side of it, or are you kind of looking down on the rest of us? If you chuck the bottom end of the table up for me, please. If you look at the league, you know, there's, you know, I think Blackburn could sleepwalk into relegation or into a relegation fight. Stoke were dead and buried a few weeks ago. Birmingham, your form table, Sam, it must be mega concerning, right?
Really concerning. I mean, especially when you look at that graphic there, 4 defeats in the last 5 games. And what I was saying earlier about the goals drying up, I think it's only 1 goal in our last 4 games as well. So with Rowett coming in, he's not only got to address the defensive situation, but he's also got to address the attacking situation. And in his interview he did with the club when he signed for us, he was saying about sort of players around the squad or whatever, and Lukas Jukovic being the sole survivor of his squad that was there 8 years ago. But unfortunately, I mean, Jukovic, there's this picture that's been seen online where he's wearing a knee brace. And fans are like, oh, my God, if Jukovic is out, then what are we going to do? We've had to rely on him so many times. Like, honestly, like the amount of times that man's got us out of trouble.
And I think he always scores against us. I don't know if anybody else is the same, but for some reason, he always seems to bag against us. And yeah. Yeah, we're all just nodding now. Yeah, we know full well who Lukas.
We've got the Jukovic treatment.
yeah. Now, Ben, QPR. Now you know you've not done too bad of late. Like Sheffield Wednesday, you've had a bit of a resurgence over the last 7 games, getting a few results, getting a few wins. If you chuck the fixtures up for QPR, Ash, we've got Birmingham, Swansea, us, Plymouth, Hull, Preston, Leeds, Coventry. Now, those last 4 games. Could cause you quite a sunder, which means obviously the game against Birmingham, Sheffield Wednesday and Plymouth are huge for you, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I always think it's a bit of a fool's game. You can never predict in this league. I mean, you know, I look at our last victories, I look at results going on. It's quite difficult. You'll end up picking up wins that you don't think you're going to win, and you'll end up losing games that you don't, you know. Yeah. So I think it's difficult, I think, but... The problem is with having those four at the end of the season, you never really know where they're going to be. So, you know, your Hulls and your Coventries at the end of the season, your Prestons, they could well, season could be over by that point, right? Because they might, you know, the playoffs is only one place, I think, there. And So by the time you play them, they could well be have nothing to play for, and the game looks a bit easier. I'm not saying you're going to win it, but the games look a bit easier. And QPR specifically tend to not do very well with the teams around us. We tend to do better with playing against the better team. I don't know why. It's an issue that Cifuentes is trying to sort out, is that when we play teams in and around us, we seem to fold very quickly and easily. Yeah, I actually think that home game against Sheffield Wednesday is probably the biggest must win. I don't know what happened till then, but the Birmingham game is a big. But there's still seven fixtures after, and there's still a lot to play for. So I still think that whilst that game is obviously really important, it's, you know, the Sheffield Wednesday one a couple of weeks later is the one that if I had to win one, I definitely would want to win that one. I mean, to add, I genuinely wouldn't want to call it, really. I think it's 50-50 for the majority in here. I think the goal difference...
It's ridiculous. I can't call it. Like,
I don't think anyone can. I think that, you know, Ben at Plymouth, I think you guys with the better goal difference out of everyone gives you that extra point. That'll go somewhere. We've got a second best goal difference. But again, you lose 3 or 4-0 somewhere and then you're back in it. So, honestly, because... The games will be fine margins and won the goal. You know, referee indecision in some cases could really send the team down, I think, this season.
Yeah. I mean, we got a couple of late goals against you at the return leg.
We're as comfortable as could be in that game. And then you go and lose 2 90th minute goals. And, you know, we could have done with that. We battered West Brom on Sky last week. I don't know how we didn't come away with 3 points. We missed an open goal. Someone outballed it off the line. We missed a penalty. And just, you know, every you look back at those moments and think,
you know, laughing. not even pretending not to.
No bit of windy pops. Bit of windy pops. I don't know what you're talking about. there's a comment on the bottom there, Ben. If you want to pick that one up, it says, what's your viewpoint on the whole Elias Chair situation and what impact do you reckon it could have? He's clearly a key player for you.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, when I got the news, I was devastated. I thought, well, that's it for us. But so I thought the same as everyone. I thought he was going to go to jail and that was going to be it for the season. Then he turns up on the team sheet.
I got my bets in and everything. Him and Sky bet owe me money now.
Yeah, so essentially the rules, I'm not going to pretend to know law or anything, but the laws in Belgium are different. You can appeal with some convictions. And when you do appeal, you're basically free until that appeal ends. You know how long those appeals take. So I don't think it's going to be sorted before the end of the season. Well, apparently it's not. So he's definitely going to be here until the end of the season. And he can just do what he was doing before, which is the law. So I won't comment too much on what he's done or anything like that. But to have him on the pitch is essential because he's absolutely our key player. And when he plays well, we tend to win. Him and Chris Willock. I mean, we've got two of the better number 10s in the league. And when they're on form, we'll probably win the game. But they're just not—they haven't been doing it enough this season, which is the problem.
I'd love to end this by saying good luck to all of you, but you know, bollocks to you, Cozzy. let's get on to Huddersfield Town because you are absolute Jekyll and Hyde. You're either getting trounced, you're either beating bloody South.
And there it is, that's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van, unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
We all know away days are mint, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. Same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now with the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. For more information, see mcdonalds.com. See you later. Southampton, I can't work you lot out. I don't know what your team is, how it sets up, what the sweet baby Jesus and the orphans is happening at your gaff. Can you help me out on it? Ash, have you got the graphic for me there, Paul?
Yeah, the last the eight games we've got left, we didn't beat any of them in the first set of fixtures, which is a bit concerning. I think the big thing that worries me, Dan, is that if teams come, so for example, when Millwall come and Birmingham come, it's be interesting to see if they'll come for a point, because when teams sitting against Huddersfield, we've no idea. And the Rotherham game was a great example where I was fascinated. We've got players who can't pass 5 yards, 10 yards, where to take a game to anyone, we've just not got that kind of player, Dan. We're all kind of counter-attack team, and that's why I'm hoping maybe Coventry on Friday needs to obviously come and win to try and get that sixth spot, and we can maybe try and get something on the break. But if we have to dictate a game, we just haven't got the players for it, and it does really worry me. The Stoke game, God, it could be one of those, but kicks off is like, hang on a minute, you do something as well. But and the other thing as well is this is like a few seasons now where we've been battling against the drop with a lot of the players that have been around for a few seasons, and I just think it's a real mental thing, really, in that as well. I think these games over Easter, if we lose to Stoke on Monday, it'd be absolutely disastrous for us. But the Rotherham game's knocked a lot of stuff in at me. But it's really weird. Against West Brom, we were one up at half time and against a good side, and then the ripped us apart second half. The edge went down. But after the Rotherham game the other week, it feels like a long time ago. I'd normally kind of go before the end if we're not doing right well. But honestly, we're like, we were relegated. There were hands on it. There were the abuse from the away end was vitriol. Really, a bang out of order, a lot of it stuff as well. And I just felt being in the relegation zone at Easter, and obviously it doesn't matter in Easter, it's like in May, isn't it? But I just thought we had to be out of it. But obviously, if we can get some results. But I don't know. I think the new manager bounce has kind of faded. We're 4 now without a win. And yeah, it's almost like it. Brighton right needs to rip up kind of what we've done before, which is a very cautious approach from Darren Moore. Again, Rotherham, they were, you know, okay, we had 10 men down, but there was attacking players on the bench he didn't bring on. It was almost like he was happy for the point, and there was quite a lot of argument between, you know, a lot of the fans were singing, give us a sub, and singing for players, you know, to come on, and they weren't coming on. But it was almost like Brighton right took the view that to lose to Rotherham, psychologically, would be absolutely disastrous. But we were thinking, risk it, to try and get two other points, and obviously, he's kind of just thinking, no, I'm happy with my point, but only time's going to tell whether that's going to be a good one. But we all had that down as, like everyone else, pretty much as a banker, 3 points at Rotherham. To be fair, they had the best chance. They hit the post and Charlie White smashed over. And yeah, Coventry, I just think it's a horrible game to have on Friday, because, yeah, you could say they might have won out in the cup, but not at all. I think there'll be buzzing. There'll be people want a place at Wembley. Mark Robbins' team coming out of a go. I just think that's a horrible fixture to have. And then you've got to pick yourself up again for Stoke, which is, you know, I know, you know, Rory will probably tell me that Stoke are not in great health and as that as well. But I'm hoping maybe Stoke take the game to Huddersfield, because if Stoke sit in and like, Huddersfield, what have you got? We've seen that Huddersfield can't dictate any games. They're usually concerned, Dan. And it's really weird, because after that Leeds game, I remember coming out thinking we had players coming back from injury, the Brighton right are kind of affected, kicked in. And I was thinking, there's no way, I don't think we could go down. I was very, very confident. But now if you really push me on it, I'd say we could go. We've got the fixtures to do it. But like I said before, these 8 games left, we didn't beat any of them the first time around. You're looking at Preston and Bristol City. They're weird ones, aren't they? Because,
well, I tell you what, Ash, if you chuck that graphic up again, I think you've got one of the most difficult run-ins in terms of, you know, if you look at...
Blackburn have probably got the hardest, in my opinion. They've got some stinkers and they're on a bit
of
a... But you can't rely on your others, Dan. You've got to do the business yourself. So to me, it's going to be... Birmingham might only need to come and get a point. You don't know that. Obviously, they might need to come and win it. To me, that's a big issue for Huddersfield. If you're asking Huddersfield to go to Bristol and try and win a game, or these teams have got to come and take the game to us, because we ain't got, we will never have 50, 60% possession, Dan. We've got some horrible kind of, we haven't got the attacking midfielder. We've got Sauber Thomas, which he's banned for the Coventry game. He got sent off at Rotherham. We've got limited firepower, mate. And it'd be interesting to see what, you know, managers worked up on over the, you know, international break. But I just think these 2 games are Easter massive. We can't afford to lose at Stoke, but is a point any good? But a lot will depend on Friday. It's really weird how it's changed so quick after that Leeds game where we played really well. But it's a real concern. And Swansea, I'll be thinking, can you win that? But I don't know. I just think mentally it could be 1-5.
I love that, Cozzy. That's the best thing I've heard all night. You've made me feel less
tired. Jesus Christ. But yeah, if you watched our podcast after Leeds, you'd be like, yeah, we'll find no problem. But I just, the way we capitulated that second half at West Brom, and the fact that Rotherham, we were dreadful, mate. I didn't think even with 11v11 you could say there were any evidence that we're going to win. Matt backed me up on that. And yeah, I just think, it needs something totally different from Brighton, right? I'm interested to see how he's going to play a Good Friday. But yeah, Coventry, yeah. Yeah, not a team you want to play, I don't think.
I know, innit? The fact that it was Coventry or Luton 90 minutes away from the Premier League at the back end of last season absolutely blows my mind. Now, Rory, just before I come to you for your final words on your final fixtures, the rest of you, get your pen and pad out now, because I want you to think about who's going to be staying up and who's going down. Don't forget to get involved in the comments as well. Like, I want you to get your three teams that are on your way down. Rory, so Ash, if we get the Stoke fixtures up, I mean, you know, Cozzy's talking there about the remaining fixtures. I think you might be right. I think Blackburn might have a shitty running of it. But again, a tough game at the end of the season at Ipswich. I feel like that, you know, the last game of the season, I'm hoping might be superfluous by then, but there's a good chunk of us in this group right now that have got some terrible fixtures last game of the season. Now, in there, you've got three teams in green, meaning that they're in and around the bottom third of the table, Rory. You've got Huddersfield Town, you know, the one that Cozzy was speaking about there. You've got us, and you've got Plymouth. How are you feeling about it all?
I mean, to be fair, it's hard to say because it is quite nerve-wracking. I mean, I think Bristol at home, that'll be quite... it'll be a game where I think the Stoke fans will bring the atmosphere, definitely. But I think Sheffield Wednesday away will be the make or break game. But to be fair, I mean, if you go back to the start of the season, and I can only apologise to Matt for this, obviously we battered Rotherham 4-1.
I'm really happy you came, bro. I really am.
I'm an right laugh.
You're my favourite podcaster right now. Like, you know what I mean? Just came in, chest puffed that, and went, fuck them, I'm doing it. Blackburn bottled it. They didn't fancy it.
Yeah, we beat Rotherham 4-1 and then 6-1 in the cup and then 1-0 again in January.
Keep going, Rory. Bloody hell. Geese is already down. That's some cold shit, Rory.
And then we lost the momentum completely. Obviously, we beat Birmingham 3-1 and then we lost 2-1. Obviously, we've got Southampton. We beat Leeds 1-0, but then we lost to Leeds again. I do think it is one of them where we've got lucky in some senses with a couple of the games. I think it's going to be tough against Huddersfield because both teams are out for a fight. Mm-hmm. But I think I can see a 1-0 draw because...
A 1-0 draw.
One all draw.
I tell you what it is, Rory. You know what men on the internet are like there. I didn't want to hang you out to dry and then have a load of comments later on going, oh, bloody woman said that on there. You know what they're like. I'm helping you out here.
Yeah, one all draw. I can't see us bringing much at home. We are shocking. I mean, we lost 3-0 to Norwich last week. You know, we beat Preston 2-1 away. Lost to Leeds, but then we beat Middlesbrough 2-0.
Rory, will you take the game to us on Monday? How do you think it'll pan out? Do you go on the attack or will you just sit and wait and see what we do?
I think we sit back and then we attack too late, too little, too late in the second half. I think a lot of teams have noticed that coming to the stadium. Away games, we can attack from the very first minute, but I feel at home we lack that attack. But I think with the support necessary, I mean, we've reduced the on a season ticket code, so there should be a lot of fans there, but I'm not holding.
There you are, Cozzy. They're getting the fans in the back door. They're getting the fans in and all, mate.
Yeah, because, Dan, that's one thing you'd notice. Stoke, obviously, you know, Pugh is the Premier League, but the one thing that's striking now from any ground, it's Stoke. Where's everyone gone? It's unbelievable. I remember going there last year, midweek, when they battered us, and it's almost like they've lost the love of a lot of their fans. So it's interesting to see them trying to get them back because, like I say, it's on Sky. And, I think they've got to try and do something because that it's like proper 12. Man, that crowd at Stoke when it gets going.
Yeah. we've got the sort of doom and gloom of the Sky Sports curse, and obviously it's April Fool's Day.
We've all got a Sky Sports curse, right? You know what I mean? We all sit there, like every club seems to have that thing. Well, you know, we were like, oh, it's typical Wednesday. I bet Ben, you've got, well, it's just Argyle, isn't it? And then Sam's there going, well, it's just Birmingham. That's what we're like. We all say it like we're all unique. Like the only thing that's, death, life, taxes, and Rotherham bouncing between League One and the Championship, that, you know, that's what's happening. That, you know, typical Rotherham is the only, I think, Matt, you're the only people can lay claim to that phrase, actually, if I'm honest, pal. Like, you know.
Yeah, I'm proud of it as well. Proud of it. Yeah.
Now, Rory, I've always wanted to ask this of a Stoke fan.
Oh, gosh.
Like, you know, people always use the phrase, can you do it on a cold Tuesday night in Stoke? Now, when you dress that phrase down, it's essentially saying, here you are, Messi, playing at Barcelona in front of, you know, 90-odd 100,000 people every week. Can you do it in a shitty part of the country, in a shitty weather where it's always, you know what I mean? That's essentially what the phrase is saying. Like it must be great laying claim to a phrase, but it's a bit of a dig, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a dig, and especially if a team does come and do it on a cold, wet, windy night in Stoke, and then they go out and put on Twitter, we did it in a cold, wet and windy night in Stoke.
Yeah.
I mean, just seeing that Stoke playing Port Vale next season, that is not true, because Vale are going down with with everything possible. They're going down just as quick. I mean, I'd love a Potteries derby, but I mean, if you look back to 2018, and that was just an under-21s game, the Vale had no toilets left, so
Christ, is it that taste? Them. Is that, are you like Crystal Palace and Brighton? Like, you know, I know, like Plymouth have got Exeter, which is like 2 hours away. You know what I mean? But that's just, you know, that's just lack of clubs, isn't it? I mean, what? So your rivalry is with Port Vale.
Who's
Cozzy? Our pals in here right now. Didn't Darren Moore go there?
Yeah, mate, they were honestly, I haven't won a game yet. It's a disaster.
They won at the weekend.
Oh, did they? Oh, God. They had a 1-0 win.
Yeah, a shitty 1-0 win. Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Tell you what, Dan, though, the interesting thing, the Schumacher, obviously, disappeared from Argyle to Stoke. That's kind of a bit of a twist. It'd be kind of ironic if Stoke went and Argyle stayed up. But that's another kind of...
To be fair, we both might go down and he's done for two clubs in the Championship.
Yeah, could happen.
I think if we do go down, and touch wood we don't, and we keep Steven Schumacher, I think he's a cracking... He did well for Argyle in League One, so I think we might have a chance of coming back up. But, I mean, I can't remember who said it, but we are a cracking team on paper, but go out and put that team on the field, they cannot seem to bring a game. But hopefully, obviously, we've got Hull on Friday, and then Huddersfield at home. So a close weekend, but I think it'll be a good weekend.
Christ, I wouldn't fancy Hull on Friday, and I think you've got the most tentative Easter break coming up. But that one against QPR for Sheffield Wednesday is a difficult one. Now, Ash, did you do a graph for Sheffield Wednesday? I suppose I should talk about our own team for a bit, shouldn't I? Remaining fixtures there, I would argue, with only two Reds in there, that's two teams in the top third, that we've got one of the easier run-ins. But West Brom and Sunderland, as the last two games of the season, can get right in the bloody bin. I think that Easter, with two teams in the middle, I'm hoping that people being on the beach is a thing by the time Easter comes around, because, if we can take points off of Swansea and Middlesbrough, I'd be well happy. But that one away at QPR, Ben... That makes me twitch 5p, 50p, that one. Because Loftus Road, I remember going down there a couple of years ago, and I think you were something like 3-0 up at half-time. And that away end, our ground comes under some scrutiny, but bloody hell, that away end you've got down at Loftus Road is an accident waiting to happen, isn't it? Sweet child of mine.
I've never been in it, mate, so I don't know.
It's snug, and, And there's a few people going to nod on this podcast that you be as flat as a witch's tit. So, there's no end on it, Cozzy.
We've also restricted the away end, so you've only got the top down. In this run-in, like Birmingham as well on Good Friday, you've only got the top, not the bottom tier.
What worries me, Dan, with you, is like Danny Rule. So I argued on our podcast that you losing 6-0 at Ipswich will do less psychological damage than who's drawing 0-0 at Rotherham, because Rolled it Huddersfield away. I thought, you're done, mate. You're away and empty. There were about 50 people there with about 10 minutes to go. That were it. You were finished. A great effort from Roll. You got them going again. All of a sudden, you know, 6-0. But he's just got this great habit, mate. It's like, forget that. It's gone. You know, we'll crack on. And the big thing for me psychologically, mate, is you were finished. You were done. You started season October. Every Wednesday I spoke to, it was game over. And you're, even after these beatings now, your goal difference, forget that. But it's like, you're still alive and kicking, mate. And that's well where you're kind of, it's a bit like us last season, mate. We were kind of finished. And then Warnock came in and we, by all miracles, stayed up. I think when you've been there all along, it's just like, but you're, I just think it's a little bit different. I look at your fixtures. I think there's a lot of wins, you know, on paper there.
There is, there's definitely some points in there. And you're right, Rule's really good at drawing a line under it. Like getting spanked by you lot and then getting spanked by Ipswich last game out was... You know, that's 10 goals in two games, but he's really good at like Chandler in Friends going, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
And then just everything's eradicated. But I tell you what, he won't try four at the back again. like he did against bloody Ipswich. That was mad as a fish in petrol, the silly sod. Right, lads, we're into the last 10 minutes. Really appreciate your time. And I'm sorry that's a lot of time to sit around and not talk. But I must admit, having you guys on, and everybody's as depressed and as tentative as what I am. It's actually, I must admit, it's quite nice. And Matt, I love you, man. Actually, I love you, man. Now, listen, let's just justify it with a couple of sentences and talk about the remaining, the bottom three. Now, Matt, Rotherham's going to get mentioned a lot, and my apologies. So what I might do is just say, who's going down with Rotherham? Is that fair? Just so you don't keep getting added. Would you prefer it that way? So yes, who are the other two teams? I'll come to you, Ben, first, pal. Who's the other two teams going down with the Millers?
Me, Ben.
Yep.
I honestly think for Argyle, it will come down to if we can win at Rotherham. If we can get that 3 points, I think we've got a chance of staying up. If we don't, we've got to rely on other teams doing badly because we're in such bad form. I can't see where they're coming from. And other than the last day, one of us, I'm including Blackburn here, you know, haven't shown, but one of us is playing one of the others every week in each set of fixtures, apart from the last day. So as good as that is taking points off each other, it's also at least 2 points going on the board around you. So, you know, that's a double-edged sword. I feel like we have to beat Rotherham. If we don't, it'll be us. And if it's not us, so who would be if we go down, the other team? Well, Blackburn are in an atrocious run of form, but they just seem to be picking up points. There's, you know, the stats say they're rubbish, but either it's a Sammy Schmodic's perler or something keeps happening, and they keep getting points despite being perhaps the worst team arounder out of the eight in lots of ways. So it's hard to pick for them. They have got the worst running by far. I think the rest of us have at least two green fixtures, as you've coloured it, not three, but they've got the stinkiest. Now, if they can go on a really bad run, then I think that might come true, but that also requires the rest of us to be picking up points because of where they're sat. So if they hadn't got the nasty habit of picking up the odd draw here and there they didn't ought to, I'd say Blackburn. But... Birmingham, maybe a push if the run doesn't pick up again. That we're all throwing darts, aren't we? Because you know,
no, this is it. I'm just trying to start a bit of banter between us all, if I'm honest, because neither of us have got any real clue. But I think you're right about Blackburn. I'm going to put Blackburn in mine.
So I think Blackburn, Birmingham are definitely in with a shout. Huddersfield, I don't really have had Huddersfield in my bottom three at all, because he's done such a good job of, you know, of convincing me they're awful. But no, I'll stick them in the mix at all. I honestly think QPR on Wednesday, I like your guys' run-ins. I think that you've also both got the attitude of, well, we didn't think we were going to be here, so let's just give it a smash.
Yeah, we're just happy to be in the party.
Well, yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? The squads will feel that as well. You know, the players know. And you know, and they've also got the confidence. If you look at the runs of form, if you look at, like I've talked about, like shots on target, XG for and against, etc., over the last sort of, you know, run of 12 games, you guys are all in the positives. So, and at the top of those rankings. So I think you guys are probably going to swing your way out of it. I think Stoke will be all right. So I think it's really going to be out of those four for two places, Blackburn, Argyle, Birmingham and Huddersfield. And I'd probably go with Argyle and Birmingham or Blackburn. If we can beat Rotherham, then maybe then Birmingham and Blackburn. But it's you know, like I say, going first, I've got to put in the caveat that we're just throwing darts, aren't we?
It's all going to come with asterisks.
Hopefully, it will all happen. Hopefully, it will be like, you know, there'll be some craziness before the end of the season, because it's the sort of season that deserves it, really. And hopefully, like, yeah, there aren't two teams cut adrift with Rotherham, because it's been an absolutely mental season.
It really has. Sam, where do you sit? Who are you feeling? Are you feeling safe?
No, not feeling safe. And it's really interesting, like, to hear everybody's perspectives on where their club is at the moment. Because when you're
it's like we're all fighting to say that we're shitter than you. No, we're shitter than you.
Yeah, exactly. Because all you see on social media is like your fans' perspectives of things. And then when you look at Twitter, you go, oh, it can't be worse than what we're going through. And then everybody else has their own opinions, and it's kind of the same thing. But I think with Birmingham, I think final day of the season against Norwich, I think we are still going to be in and around there, and I think it's going to be a thing where we're not mathematically safe, but we will have a little bit of breathing room. So I think other results have to go against us, then us lose against Norwich for us to be relegated. But interesting, like, to hear about sort of managers and that as well, because I think with Gary Rowett now, surely Blues can't change manager again, because you have so many managers.
I don't think you're allowed, mate. You can't have four managers a season. I don't think it's in the book, mate.
Even for Birmingham standards, four managers are pretty extreme. But my take on who I think is going to go down. So yeah, joining Rotherham, I'm going to say Huddersfield. I think that last day against Ipswich away, that's going to be a really tough fixture. And I think if Plymouth don't change their manager, from what I've seen from the comment section here and also from the fixture list as well, I think if Plymouth don't change their manager, I think they may be relegated. I think with Sheffield Wednesday, there does seem to be this spirit with Danny Rowe in charge that, yeah, as you said, after a big sort of defeat like that, then something can change. And I think with Stoke, it's very similar to Birmingham in the fact that on paper, it's a good team. You know, a lot of signings this summer. And I think just if you get together, get a couple of results together as well, because of the way that it is with so many teams down there, two or three wins could get you out of it. So it's going to be really interesting. And my prediction is Rotherham, Huddersfield, Plymouth.
Rotherham, Huddersfield, Plymouth. QPR, Ben. You know, lot being said there. A lot of nice things said about Sheffield Wednesday and QPR, though, to be fair, pal.
Yeah. I mean, we're actually the opposite to everyone in here, which is even more worrying, is that we're actually a good place. I think we're all right. I think Marty Citroen is a good manager. Everyone's fit. We're pretty solid. My head's telling me we'd be fine. And listening to all you kind of makes me think we will be fine. But
I'm the same. I'm feeling bulletproof right now. But we've just got our ass handed to us by Ipswich 6-0. But I've forgotten about that in true Sheffield Wednesday fashion, apparently.
I think we'll be okay. But those two games at home to Birmingham and Sheffield Wednesday are big, away at Plymouth's. But I think Blackburn's fixtures are terrible, aren't they? And I think if you can go above them, I think you'll do well. You'll stay above them if you can get above them. It's just whether they fall down quick enough for everyone to get above them, if you know what I mean. I'm sure they probably will pick up a couple of wins somewhere. I know it's unlikely, but they probably will. But if they next two or three games and they fall, I think if we can get above, every team gets above them, I think they'll stay there. Yeah. I think Plymouth's away form is a bit of a worry for me from what I've seen. And you said your home form is not great now either. So I guess that's a bit of a worry. I think your goal difference gives you that extra point on it.
It's going to go down to about four teams on goal difference or something stupid, isn't it? You can feel it, can't you?
I think Stoke will, like, don't be rude, I think maybe they'll skank it out. I think Schumacher will get you out of it. I don't know why. I just got that feeling, a 1-0 win somewhere, a couple of 1-0 win. I worry about Huddersfield, if I'm honest, but that's just from what you've said, really, and from what I've seen and looking at the squad. So I'd probably go with Huddersfield, and I'd probably, I probably will still say Sheffield Wednesday.
Yeah, I feel like we're getting unscathed out of some of these predictions, but, you know, we've been 23rd all season. You know what I mean? Apart from that bit where we weren't, when we were below Rotherham. Like, you know what I mean? When they had local bragging rights, you know, we seem to get forgotten about. And I don't feel like, you know, we've used a lot of our luck up in terms of getting into this league. We're getting some decent scores, but we're still getting our ass handed to us.
Yeah, I think I'm just being safe with who's down there at the moment, if I'm honest. I wouldn't write Blackburn or Plymouth off, if I'm honest, either. I think Gary Rowett will get Birmingham out of it, just to end.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Right, Matt, I'm going to leave you to last, actually, pal, because I'm going to leave you to have the last word on it, because bless you, you're my hero for turning up. And I will have nothing bad said against the Rotherham United podcast. Cos, what are you saying?
We've won 8 games, mate. There's only another team that's won less. We've drawn 15 and we've blown so many winning positions. Obviously, QPR won a famous one where we blew it right at the end. But yeah, bit of waffling, two Boris Johnson style. But like we just said there, it's interesting to hear everyone's perspective. There seems to be I've just had a look at Plymouth's fixtures as well. They're really difficult. And obviously, the trouble is when you're banking on that Rotherham one for 3 points as we found the other week, it's like...
That's what I mean. Rotherham are choosing who stays up here. I think they're in charge.
Yeah, the thing is, though, I always think you might need a bit of help, but you've got to look at your own, you know, team and that as well. And I just feel they won these two games over Easter. We've got to win one of them and that as well. Obviously, I'd bet if it would be Stoke because it's kind of a 6-point swing, isn't it? But let me just say, I think you're going to get out of it, Dan. I've bagged your drum most of the season on that podcast that we do on a Thursday, mate, and that as well. I just think, you know, especially now, it's just like kind of there's a vibe, there's goals, there's energy. You know, I think you'll be fine, mate, and that as well. I think, I think Stoke will grind a few wins out and that as well. I think Prentice has got QPR playing well, and I think they'll be fine and that as well. But yeah, but Blackburn, that is a ridiculous one. I can't tip my own team to go down, but I'm hugely concerned. So I'd say Blackburn, Plymouth, and obviously Rotherham gone, aren't they? But yeah, I'll go Blackburn, Plymouth. But I totally agree. I think we've got to get above, Blackburn to kind of really ramp the pressure up on that as well, because it'd just be like Blackburn to beat Ipswich on Saturday, though, wouldn't it? And then just something totally ridiculous out of there. But there's a lot of stuff in the background with the Benkies again, isn't there? There's cash flow problems and stuff. What we needed, last year, big up for us, like Reading, they dropped more, they got deducted so many points. And obviously, we've seen the Premier League points deduction. So maybe we can have someone getting financial thrown in as well. But yeah, I can't back my own team to go down, but hugely concerned. But I'll say, Blackburn, Plymouth and Mother.
Fair enough. Thank you for your time, by the way, Cos. Thank you to all of you. Rory, go on before Matt bums us all out and takes us to the end. Rory, what do you reckon? Who's staying up? Who's going down?
I purely think it is going to go down to goal difference, I think, quite. Because I think it's just crazy how some people are just banging out goals, especially see you guys losing to Ipswich 6-0. I think it really tallies with goal difference, but for me going down, it's Huddersfield, Rotherham and Wednesday.
Oh, bloody hell. Cheers for that, Ro. You know, just met her tonight, just comes on and says you're going down. What about that? Cheers, Ro. Appreciate it. Now, listen, Matthew, just bear in mind before I ask you who's staying up and who's going down, I've been nice to you all evening. Go on, I'll let you have the final word on it, pal.
It's obviously going to be close. I think Birmingham, the Rowett appointment, or to bring him in instead of Ince, I think that's a masterstroke. Mm-hmm. Rowett's exactly the kind of guy you want him at that club as well, because he knows it. I think that'll be enough. QPR on Wednesday, if you take out that start of the season for both of them, they won't be anywhere near relegation. But for me, that's going to be enough. The average points you should get over the next couple of months should be fine. And I hate to say it, but I think Sheffield Wednesday will stay up. I hate that. I think Stoke will be fine as well. I think they'll grind out a few results.
Matt, don't do it, Matt.
don't you lads do another show together on a Thursday?
We did.
That performance before the international break in Huddersfield is a huge concern.
Yeah.
It got to about just after half time, and I said to the guy who was going that at some point in this game, Huddersfield are going to have a moment where they need to win this game or they need some points. Mm-hmm. They're going to have a 10-minute spell. And it never came. And, you know, it was bad. It was really, really, really bad. So I think Huddersfield, and I think Ben's right, that Plymouth-Rotherham game is absolutely huge. If Plymouth lose that, I don't know where you go from there, to be honest with you. I think Blackburn will probably stay up. The Smodics factor will probably be enough to keep them up. So sorry, Cozzy. Sorry, Ben. I think it'll be us three.
I think Blackburn's banging trouble because I think they've got a you know, people in charge of their club more insane than ours. But I genuinely couldn't call it, and I'm going to get splinters on my ass. I want to say Huddersfield, though. I want to say QPR, and I want to say Stoke. In fact, can we just drag all of you down, or we'll just get, you know, we had a comment earlier on from Holly saying, you know, let's just have all the mascots do a race, and just, you know, just like, you know, they used to have those. Yeah, yeah. Or we'll just get all the mascots in a pub car park or somewhere in Tamworth and just, you know, draw a big circle in chalk and just go, right, lads, last man standing, see what happens. You know what I mean? But listen, I thank you for tonight. I appreciate it's not been a lot of dialogue for everybody, but I've learned some this evening. And it's actually, like you've all said this evening, it's nice to hear. So not everybody's having a good time of it. In fact, Sam, I think you're all right. I think us getting you on here might have been a little bit ambitious that we feel like you're part of us, but I think
the
league
table says otherwise. I'm not going to say it because
Yeah, well, that's what I'm hoping to do. So listen, Ben, Rory, Sam, Matt, and Cozzy, thank you so much for joining us this evening. My name is Dan Fudge. See you later.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport, powered by fans.
Johnson puts it in the air, Aidan Flynn wins the goal! It's the goal! It's still with Lee Gregory, he's in the box, tries to screw it, is it going to be there? Yes! Yes! Oh my word!
It's the 90th minute, you've got all your mates round, you've got your McNugget share boxes coming down the left wing ready to go. Your mate's already been booked for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points, back of the net, Le Bosch. Automate delivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com for more information. See you later.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.